I love The Walking Dead. I like the comic more.
Hopefully, first annual 2012 Rails to Entrails Zombie Fest. This event started with a crazy idea. A guy by the name of Kurt McDermott.
Kurt McDermott
got me and him to run a zombie race.
Yeah, co-organizer with Mike Vayu. We're both teachers at Goffstown High.
And I said, "Wow, that would be cool to do one of those." And he said, "Okay, we're doing this."
Yeah, but we just kind of thought it's kind of lame that we're not doing something for our community.
All the money for this event is going towards the rail trail.
And the goal is to make a trail that we can run on all the time.
If you lose your flags, you lose all three flags, what do? Keep running. You still will finish.
We're asking you to be slow moving mostly. You can take a few stagger steps towards runners just to freak them out a little, but give them a chance to get through.
Folks are going to start off in the barn.
The barn's full of walkers.
We're going to pump in some creepy noises, some fog, just to get them, you know, psyched up for the race. And immediately they're going to have to deal with a pack of zombies right outside.
For zombie makeup, you want them to look as sick as possible. You want them to look like they're just about to die.
Can you, like, pale my face?
Pale it? All right. So basically, paling out their face, making their features look a lot more caved in is a really good way to do that.
Your job is to get flags from runners. We're asking one flag per runner. Please don't just try and grab all three at once, okay?
Runners have flags, so they lose three flags, then they're done. So it's my goal to make sure no one finishes the race.
When people aren't running from zombies, they're going to have to be navigating obstacles. They're going to go through the 4-H grounds here. They're going to have to navigate some of the swampier areas.
We did something a little bit different. We created off a side of the slope at the 4-H center a water slide. Bales of roll hay covering the slope, black plastic, and just to make it a little slicker, a little water on a cool day like today to give them a good ride.
I just wanted to go with the theme of having my eyes torn out. So I've got the eyeless zombie, so I hunt by smell. Distract them with my eyeless sockets and grab a flag. That's my strategy.
Is there a vegetarian brain out there?
Todd Ballantyne.
Clinton Sweat.
A lot of climbing, a bit of mud. How are the zombies?
They're good.
They were good.
Yeah. Some of them are pretty aggressive, and some of them are more just obstacles, but yeah. they make it exciting because you have to sprint instead of just running.
And there's a lot of good hiding. Every once in a while, they just pop up. You're like, holy crap, and you go.
There was a guy who laid in a depression, and you come up over a rise, and
he just stands up.
Right there.
And I think that the two of us, as adults, need to show that we can create community as well, because our kids are consistently awesome. So we're trying to do the same.